Buyer of Jeffrey Epstein's NYC mansion as former Goldman Sachs exec. The Aegis Alliance. This place will require a really good cleaning to scrub all the pedophiles out of it. The mystery purchaser that bought Jeffrey Epstein's swank Upper East Side estate for a deal of $51 million is a previous Goldman Sachs executive that is relocating to New York from London and also intends to reside in the home with his wife. Michael D. Duffy acquired the 7-story, 40-room home at 9 East 71st Street at much lower than its $88 million initial asking rates, and is determined to ensure not a trace of its twisted previous proprietor remains. They are planning a complete makeover, physically and spiritually. A source claimed, the Australian native just recently retired from the significant financial establishment after investing the previous year as Goldman's worldwide markets chairman in charge of renovating trade in Europe after Brexit, along with after he made a killing in Bitcoin. Mr. Duffy had never previously been in the home nor ever met its owner. But he is a big believer in New York's future and will take the other side of all the people who say the city's best days may be in the past. Stated Stu Lozer, a representative for Duffy. Top brokers said the price tag is a bargain. Taking into consideration that any kind of comparable Manhattan residential property that did not have a link to one of America's most twisted sex offenders may have quickly sold for $100 million. I think it is half off. Stated leading broker Dolly Lenz, that had been amongst those attempting to market the estate for sale. It is 28,000 square feet. That's less than $4,000 per foot for the most magnificent mansion on the best block, just off Fifth Avenue. It's the very best in New York. Even such a bargain was difficult to attract several that could pay for that price range. We offered it to a lot of people who said, we don't want to go near that place. Lenz stated, fancy international people who are always in for a deal said, no way. Sources claim none of Epstein's old belongings remain in the home. The house was totally empty. One source claimed, there was no creepy weird stuff in it at all. Another source claimed that Duffy purchased it with cash money and also a bridge loan. Adam Modlin, of the Modlin Group, repped both Duffy along with the Epstein estate as a broker. Lenz thought Duffy made a great residential property choice to acquire. I think he made a smart move, however, it will be a long time before people forget it was a place where children were abused. Lenz stated, but he's betting on it long term. That's what some people do. The money is going directly to the Jeffrey Epstein Victims Restitution Fund, which is managed by Epstein's estate. In 2019, Epstein was discovered dead in his jail cell waiting for trial for child sex crimes abusing girls as young as 14. Epstein pled innocent. There is evidence that suggests Epstein didn't kill himself. During an FBI raid, federal agents discovered child sex abuse photos inside the estate's safe. The 40-room house is among the city's largest. Epstein and his alleged companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, infamously entertained the rich, royal, and also the powerful at the residence, which was wired to covertly videotape its visitors. A notable person who spent the night was Prince Andrew. The estate was formerly owned by Epstein's client, Victoria's Secret owner Les Wexner. The sale was stopped by a property freeze demand made in the United States Virgin Islands by greater than 24 affirmed victims and also Denise George, the Attorney General of the United States Virgin Islands last month after the Epstein Victims Compensation Program stated it would stop settlement offers over funding problems. A judge overruled the request. The fund has thus far gotten greater than 150 applications from declared victims given that it launched last June, paying $55 million thus far to an unrevealed number of sufferers, reports show. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.